I'm Roberta Schultz. Food blogger Dan Whalen has cooked up a little summer treat for readers in his new book from Workman Publishing, S'mores, Gooey, Melty, Crunchy Riffs on the Campfire Classic. The new recipe cram book hit the shelves this May in its cleverly designed puffy cover that resembles a s'more in its textured surface. First of all, the book is square, in the shape of two delightful golden graham crackers, a true sandwich, if you will, while the innards of the sandwich contain the raised illustrations of the rest of the s'mores formula, gooey toasted marshmallow and melty chocolate. In full disclosure, I must admit that while I have gleefully toasted marshmallows over campfires in my youth and beyond, I have never really prepared a true s'more. I came to this reading ignorant of the history of this well-loved snack. Mind you, I've eaten my share of graham crackers and chocolate, too. It just never occurred to me to try them together with toasted marshmallows in a sandwich. Perhaps it's because my Girl Scout journey ended in the second grade when I was still only a brownie who joined a makeshift little troop on York Street where only some of us actually bought the uniforms. Soon after that, my family moved to rural Campbell County, where our only connections to campfires would have come through school, church, or 4-H club. I was a Girl Scout dropout. And that's too bad, I guess, since according to Dan Whalen's historic timeline for the s'more, the Girl Scouts can be credited with their eventual popularity. The earliest known published recipe for s'mores occurred in a 1925 version of the Girl Scout leader, and then again as s'mores in the 1927 publication called Tramping and Trailing with the Girl Scouts. This also explains how the treat received its name, since apparently everyone was asking for some more. Whalen starts out by telling his readers that there are rules for making s'mores, even though their three ingredients invite endless adaptations. There are five basic rules to adhere to before you go rogue and make your s'mores out of your favorite foods. Number one, a s'more is always a sandwich. Whalen warns us that there are no s'more-inspired desserts to be found in his book. Number two, each s'more must have a gooey, crunchy, and melty element to it, thus the title. Number three, if you start with graham crackers, marshmallow, and chocolate, you can always add more to a s'more. Number four, no matter how far away you get from the traditional s'more, your concoction must visually look like a s'more. This usually requires a couple of square crackers or bread elements with a white round thing sandwiched in the middle. Number five, and the easiest rule to follow is that most of Whalen's recipes make enough for 12, so one must share the s'mores with friends and family. I find Whalen's rules, along with his abundant imagination and sense of humor, very easy to follow and ultimately to swallow. The book begins with recipes for homemade graham crackers and marshmallows and then expands into a s'more-o-meter that ranges from classic recipes to downright crazy. He also gives tips on marshmallow cooking methods for those who don't get out into the yard or woods much for a campfire. Indoor methods include stovetop gas burners, cooking torches, and even broiler methods. I was playing with the idea of trying to toast marshmallows over my electric range, but I figure there's a good reason he left that method unexplored. Some of the more classic recipes involve various candy bar types, like peanut butter cups and Butterfingers. There's an ice cream s'more and a cookie dough s'more. There's even a peppermint s'more for the holidays. Then Whalen gets a little daring by varying the cracker element to include such substitutions as Rice Krispie Treats, baklava, and pie dough squares, as part of the sweet potato pie variation, of course. Then the book goes into uncharted territory with every kind of s'more imaginable, including Elvis s'mores, lemon meringue s'mores, pancake s'mores, even s'moreos. The most bizarre ones include bacon s'mores, everything bagel s'mores, and the infamous s'more burgers. My personal favorite of the more outlandish versions is the Caprese s'more, using basil, mozzarella balls, grape tomatoes, and focaccia-style crackers. And while I probably should not tell you about the scallop, zucchini, and pesto s'mores, well, I just did. I'm intrigued enough by this recipe book to actually try some of the concoctions this summer for family gatherings. Since I have to make at least 12 anyway, in order to follow Waylon's rules, this will be a good way to receive some instant feedback on my efforts. I'm sure that my husband's French relatives will enjoy the Nutella recipe, as well as many of the others involving peaches. And when Gary and I head out to camp this fall, we'll try the more basic version over a campfire. You can find a link to s'mores, gooey, melty, crunchy riffs on the Campfire Classic by Dan Whalen at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.